I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Another vote that would have ended a partial government shutdown was rejected in the Senate. Democrats are holding firm on health care funding. The AP's Sagar Magani reports on the economic impact of the shutdown.
Roughly 250,000 federal workers are expected to be furloughed and some potentially fired. Other Americans who rely on benefit payments, work contracts, and various services are now in turmoil. The Trump administration tried to blunt the impacts of what became the nation's longest shutdown during his first term. This time,
we can do things during the shutdown that are irreversible, that are bad for them.
He's warning of retribution against Democrats whom he blames for the funding lapse.
Like cutting vast numbers of people out, cutting things that they like, cutting programs that they like.
And this shutdown could drag on, with neither side showing signs of backing down. Sagar Magani, Washington.
I'm Ed Donahue.